This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Flood warning in the eastern part of Allegheny County moving into Westmoreland County for the next couple of hours. That's in place. Just a heads up if you're headed that way. And every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour, we welcome Lenny McAllister, our resident political analyst, educator, dad, grandfather now, wears many hats. But you just came from the east, and you were part of that deluge of rain. And then on top of that, you encountered that four-car accident on the Parkway East.
Yeah, it was bad. It was. I beg of everybody out there, be safe. Don't rush. It's better to get there 5 minutes late and safe and sound than it is to try to figure out a quicker way to save 30 seconds and you end up losing so much more. It was not good out there. There are places where you will hydroplane. Be safe.
And then Ellen, and you saw this too, there was an accident on the opposite outbound direction.
Yep. Two-car accident. One car facing in the opposite direction, right in the middle of the Parkway East between the Penn Hills exit and going towards Monroeville.
Which on a good day is a challenge.
With all the construction and right.
And it's they're alternating lanes, I guess, during the day, coming in the, and out of the tunnel. It's been a lot.
Yes.
As you know.
Yes.
And then we have the 28 inbound, which south now, and that detour for people trying to get on this 279 and then 279 inbound. Ellen's going to update us here in the next few minutes.
They're bears, and particularly 28, because that road is always one that is challenging. I've driven 28 a lot over recent years, and be careful out there, everybody.
In terms of politics, this Epstein file issue seems to be dominating the news over the weekend, outside of some other major stories. However, there is a lot of questions or a lot of dissension about what is and what isn't real. We do know this. There were many people that visited that private island of Jeffrey Epstein. We do know through flight logs that there are a lot of familiar names, which doesn't necessarily mean they did anything on the island illegal, but we do know what Jeffrey Epstein was convicted of, and his partner, how do you say her name? Ghislaine.
And she's still in jail.
But the bigger question is, who are the names on there? And I think there are names from both political parties on there.
Certainly.
And there are many famous people that we've seen who are attracted to these parties that a billionaire was throwing on a private island. That in and of itself isn't illegal. However, the implications are there's more to this. Now, first they say they had the files. Now we don't have the files. And it's caused the president to go really ballistic on social media, Truth Social, to battle this when he has a lot of important international issues to deal with also.
But his movement has always been a cultural movement first and foremost. Its acquiescing aspect primarily has been, we're the outcasts, we're fighting against the swamp. What sounds swampier than a sex scandal involving youths by the powerful and the elites? I mean, remember Pizzagate 10 years ago surrounding the Clintons? That was enough to literally have somebody go to the pizza shop with a gun because he was going to free the girls that were in that so-called sex dungeon. Of course, nobody was there. The guy gets arrested. But that was the level of passion around this type of story for years now. Well, Donald Trump's been able to ride it to the White House twice and almost won in 2020. He's been able to control it. Now, he's taken some of those same exact people, people that have been pushing those stories in social media. People forget Dan Bongino. His claim to fame was the fact that he took over Rush Limbaugh's show. So talk about the audience that Bongino, who is now number two at the FBI, has in regards to that audience. He's now, Donald Trump's getting to the point of time where he's wondering if he has the tiger by the tail. And if he does, and he can't put the kibosh on it quickly, this is something that will help, that could possibly unravel and help do his, be his undoing, especially with this unpopular bill that did get passed last week. You couple the legislative risk coupled with the cultural risk, this is a crossroads moment for the MAGA movement.
It does seem there's some dissension among those ranks, too, because of this.
There is. And you can't push a theory of what's going on with this for so long. You become part of the quote-unquote swamp, and you pull a 180. Because the bottom line is the people that are still sitting in social media, your Laura Loomers of the world, your Steve Bannons of the world, they're not in government right now. Bannon was last time. He's not now. So they can say whatever they want. Bongino and Cash Patel, they were on the outside during part one of Trump. Now they're part of the Trump administration part two, and they are at a crossroads themselves. Bongino didn't show up for work on Friday. There's now speculation that he may resign. He may end up being the fall guy. Again, we saw this with Signalgate. There was a bunch of people all doing the wrong things. Somebody had to take the blame. Now, between taking the blame, being the scapegoat, and possibly just being disillusioned, he might be leaving the administration. But again, it kind of shows for people, and I've said this personally for years, No one's unscathed when you start really being in Trump world. When you start really being in MAGA world, at some point in time, the bus is coming and somebody's getting run over with that bus unapologetically. And it might be one of the biggest names in the MAGA movement, Dan Bongino, this week.
And we'll continue our conversation, Lenny McAllister. I want to ask you also about this battle between Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell. Coming up. From our newsroom in studio is Tamara Rush. T, hope you had a good weekend.
It was all right.
Uh-oh. Lenny.
Wow.
What's trending, T?
Serena Williams. Have you seen her? Is
she on some kind of big weight loss program?
She's just working out extensively, but she is, I mean, I didn't notice her when I saw the photos of her. Have you seen Serena?
Oh, wow.
People are saying, is it a comeback? One more year? What's happening? I mean, she does this thing on TikTok. She, you know, I'm sorry.
Let me see.
I mean, a huge transition from, I know she had massive body weight when she was playing tennis. She was very, very
athletic,
but to go from that to this, some people are worried. Some people are saying, hey, is it a comeback? Could we see her come back?
Or is
soon?
She done and looking to do something?
Something else. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Her game was power when she was a tennis player, so that isn't going to help her. But number two, let's not forget, she had health issues. And mm-hmm. so some doctor might have told her, hey, listen, you're not going to play anymore. You have kids. You're married. This is best for you now. And God bless her for doing, you know, the right thing and listen to the doctor's advice if that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Is she using that Ozempic or?
She has not said. She didn't say that at all. No. Okay. So that's
a lady never tells, Larry. Holy cow.
Actually.
Hey, are you on Ozempic? Is that a pickup line? Hey, baby. Are you on that O?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I wouldn't say that to a woman.
Of course not, Larry. I mean,
but a lot of women are.
And speculation is everything. But why can't she just be doing heavy on a heavy workout plan?
She's hitting
the gym hard. You can tell
a disciplined athlete.
Disciplined
would be able to do that.
Yeah,
takes a lot of self discipline.
Yes, it does.
And by the way, if she were on Ozempic and she did that weight loss and she posted it on social media, we'd have to think that there would be some sponsorship money eventually coming where she would be on a commercial, maybe.
Maybe after the after effect. Maybe when she's at a point where she's comfortable with where she is. I mean, because she can look at herself and say, no, this isn't me at all. You know what I mean? But, I mean, she may. But then, again, some women just don't want to tell everything that they do. And she's
but you know,
she was private
but
for a very long time.
Can I tell you this, though? But
sure.
Those women that don't want to tell everything that they do, don't post that picture on social media.
I mean, that's like saying don't wake up in the morning and take a shower. I mean, some people don't do that. But, I mean, that's just
and some people put that on social media, too, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
That seems to go to my point.
Anyway, do you like Vegas?
It's been a long time since I've been there. I'm not a gambler guy, but I did enjoy witnessing it because it was, you know, the strip and the shows and the restaurants. Yeah, it was cool to visit.
Uno is going to be in Vegas.
Who?
Uno. Uno, the card game Uno.
Oh, wow. They're going to have a Uno table.
Yes. Yep, Uno.
When's the Yahtzee table coming?
I mean, hey. Why? We can do...
I haven't played Uno either.
You don't play Uno with the kids?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The kids... Oh, my kids will Uno you out. Yes.
I mean,
yes.
What's happening?
You've been spared for a second.
All right.
And then there's Rosie.
We were just talking about Rosie is battling
Donald
Trump on social media, and it's gotten beyond ugly. He says he's looking into pulling her citizenship. For those that don't know, she's living in Ireland. She has a special needs son,
yep,
and she's getting some kind of treatment for her son there. And meanwhile, he says because she said nasty things about him, he might pull her citizenship.
Yeah, is I mean,
I don't know if that's
people are. People are talking about it. It's
oh,
I mean,
here's the crazy part. If Rosie O'Donnell said something, and she periodically, I don't follow her posts directly, but since he reacted to it, that drove it into a whole nother sphere, and then a lot of people are seeing the post they wouldn't have seen in the first place.
Yeah, he brought a light to it. So now people are...
Right,
you're right.
I mean, well, this is
you're
what
right.
happens. I mean, you give someone a spotlight, you know, Rosie, because when was the last time you've heard from Rosie O'Donnell? I mean, it's been a while.
It's been a while,
and now everybody's searching for Rosie O'Donnell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, Rosie?
He actually helped put her back on a world platform that she hadn't had in a while.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, these are those were the days, right?
Can he pull her citizenship?
No. She was born in New York. That's why I went on my phone. I was like, am I missing something? I'm pretty certain she was born in the United States of America.
Can he deport Elon Musk?
He would have to find a reason that goes against national interest to deport a naturalized citizen.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to say. Elon is a naturalized citizen, so they were saying that that's not possible. I mean, hey.
Were you born here?
What you going to do when they come for you?
Bad boys.
That's the theme of the White House, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I said.
All right, trending with T.
See, guys.
Right out of the gate.
Out the gate.
Thank you, Tamara.
You're welcome.
Joe, Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister, every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour, kind of talk through some of the things that have gone on over the weekend. And in particular, in this case, there is a lot going on between the president and Rosie O'Donnell, of all people. How'd she get back in the news?
She generally is somebody that likes to needle Donald Trump on the social media. She is somebody that, among other things, was the person that would say, hey, if Trump becomes president, I don't know if I can live here, you know, and then just because of the celebrity status she has, she's been able to kind of lob less bomb, more bait. And it just so happens that he took the bait, which is now gone from her making a comment that people may or may not even realize, because there are thousands of people that make comments like this all the time.
Right.
He took the bait on this.
Why does he care what she says?
Because that's what he does. That's kind of, I mean, people, we got to remember, Larry, that he really got momentum as a presidential candidate in 2015 and early 2016 through traditional media and free media hits and social media posts. So between the two, this is kind of how he got here. He's not going to move away from this. This is a New York creature of the media for 50 years. This is still right up his lane.
So, for those that didn't follow this, how do you kind of give us the Cliff Notes version of what happened?
I mean, she basically went through the typical manifesto-esque type of readdown of what's wrong with America under Donald Trump and the things that she complains about with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, the president, responded and said, basically, in essence, I'm sick of hearing these type of things from you. Maybe we should pull her citizenship. I'm looking into this.
She's a danger to humanity.
Yeah. That too. And here's where it's entertaining in one regard, if you want to look at, you know, Twitter fights. But in another regard, this is a dangerous place to be, because if the president of the United States is actually talking about pulling somebody's citizenship, and people may say that's just being him being hyperbolic. You know, the old axiom, some people take him seriously, but not literally. Some people take him literally, but not seriously. Well, when you have a DOJ that's looking to denaturalize naturalized citizens, which would be the Elon Musk category. When you now have directed a Department of Justice to look into what are the legal ways that we can do this, what are the parameters of doing this, and then you build an alligator Alcatraz, where it was supposed to be for the most violent of criminals, and you know, you and others, we've talked about this, but it's not playing out that way. And you have a Laura Loomer that says, hey, there are 65 million new meals for those alligators down at Alligator Alcatraz, taking both legal immigrants as well as American citizens and lumping them together because they're all Latino. You start going down a dangerous place where this is no longer rhetoric. And we've seen this play out over the last 6 months where it's not just rhetoric anymore.
If he would have not responded, the vast majority of people wouldn't have any idea what Rosie O'Donnell
She's in
said.
Ireland, and she's Rosie O'Donnell and hasn't done anything in the in media as far as being relevant in, what, at least 15 years? I think Bill Clinton was president, which takes it to 25 years.
Well, this goes back apparently to 2006, which is way before the presidency, right?
Yeah.
She was the co-host then on The View. and said nasty things about Donald Trump, the businessman. And that's what generated this feud that lasted through now the weekend.
He has a long memory. Well, and look, and people, for those out there that would say, well, it can't possibly be that. People point back to the routine that Barack Obama did at the national press dinner, where he had a couple of jokes about Donald Trump that and about birtherism. People point to that moment as the moment that Donald Trump decided that he was going to run for the presidency. So anybody that thinks that Donald Trump is not a guy with a long memory when it comes to these things and says he can't possibly remember something from The View in 2006, think again.
At those White House press dinners,
yes,
they are remarkably candid in their humor both ways.
But it's supposed to be satirical, where, and the beauty of satire is what? It's funny because there's an element of truth to it. That's all of comedy, but particularly satire. Well, you do that to somebody that doesn't do that very well, and you get what you get.
For the record, most experts say you can't just pull a person's citizenship because they said something you don't like.
Absolutely true. It has to be a national security threat. And it has to be something where it's provable. There are actions. There's a court case. There's this thing called due process, which, by the way, again, Larry, let's not forget, due process has been now legally analyzed in the courts. You know, this is something that was unchallenged for decades upon decades upon decades, that now we're actually going before federal courts and the Supreme Court in regards to how much due process is an individual allowed to have, is supposed to have, constitutionally has available to them. This, again, is what makes this different than any other presidency we've had, including Trump Part 1, for the most part.
Lenny McAllister with us on the Big K Morning Show. We'll get a final word coming up, and we'll check on a lot of traffic issues with Ellen Gamble and weather issues on this Monday.
Berg, Persky, and White News Desk. Parkway North drivers heading inbound to the Veterans Bridge. Also, Route 28 inbound. Encountering a new traffic pattern this morning.
The roads that are impacted by this closure, Larry, 279 and then 28 southbound. The 279 part of things is rolling very well. The problem spot is 28 southbound.
And add to that, for instance, Paul, Lenny came in on the Parkway East, unfortunately, behind a four-car accident.
Yeah.
And then there was a two-car accident outbound, Ellen told us about. So,
and then down south, we had a large fuel spill on 19 to close part of the road. It's just been one of those days.
Big, big challenges for commuters this morning.
Mark Ekman, who was on the Big K Morning Show last hour, is going to be installed as the 13th Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh this afternoon.
He's about as Pittsburgh as you get. South Hills, Mount Lebanon, went to Duquesne, then on to seminary at St. Vincent, and was auxiliary bishop, named by Pope Francis, and Pope Leo made him the successor to Bishop David Zubik.
The installation mass is at 2. If you plan to attend, they're asking you to arrive at 1:30. Also, it's being live-streamed on the diocese website. Pirates outfielder O'Neill Cruz competes in tonight's Home Run Derby in Atlanta.
Yeah, there was some question. He got pulled Saturday, abundance of caution, thinking he might have got injured, but he appeared yesterday as a pinch hitter. I hope he gets to do it and is successful. You going to watch some? Not that you have time, Lenny.
I will. I may try.
Because you're a baseball guy, don't you? You're a coach.
Well, I'm also not a – I'm a pitcher. I don't like seeing a whole bunch of home runs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In that case. We are going to talk to our Odyssey sports director back from vacation right after the news at 9, Mr. Jeff Hathorn. We'll ask him about that. Golfer Neil Shipley. And guess what? We're just a week and a couple days away from Steelers camp.
Yes, we are.
Okay, morning show. Final word with Lenny McAllister. Lenny, you were on Saturday, Sunday, busy weekend, as you always seem to be traversing the United States. You got any off time coming up?
No.
You're locked in now. You had your vacay where you tell them how many miles you drove.
Oh, it was about vacation. It was about 2,600 miles because we had to get down to Florida by way of Washington, D.C. at one point in time. And then we came back up and took a detour into South Carolina to see family there before we came back to Pittsburgh. So that was vacation. It was the great American vacation. You put the kids in the car, you see the sights, you go through traffic, you eat different things in different regions, and you have fun.
Paul and Aaron and I were talking about 88% of full-time Americans get paid vacation, but nearly half don't use it all because they have vacation
guilt. I used to fall into that category, and I've had to learn as I've gotten older, it's there for a reason. First of all, it doesn't roll over. You use it or you lose it. That's the first thing. The second thing is, when do you spend time and slow down and smell the roses? So yeah, I was one of those folks not that long ago. I try my best to use it up. As a matter of fact, for those of you on the live stream, I'm sitting here literally looking at how do I use the. I still have about a week to and a week and a half left unaccounted for, and that's including Christmas and Thanksgiving, and I'm sitting here saying, I'm going to find a way to use these days.
Find a way. All right. Big day tomorrow. We have this Pennsylvania Energy Innovation Summit. President Trump's coming to CMU along with all, did you see the energy executives?
Yes, and we need to make the most of this opportunity here in Western Pennsylvania. We just do.
We're going to talk to Rich Fitzgerald to get a preview. He'll be attending, and then he'll give us a post on Wednesday. Lenny McAllister, thank you, brother.
Take care of yourself. God bless, as always, Larry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.